The Cooperstown Summer Music Festival is now in its 19th season. For those of you keeping score at home, on July 9th, Grammy-nominated clarinetist David Krakauer and acclaimed South African pianist Kathleen Tagg performed their collaborative project called Breath and Hammer, Clarinet, Piano, and Beyond. Enhanced by an immersive video feed, the performance features Krakauer and Tagg's arrangements of works by composers as diverse as New York-based visionary John Zorn and Cuban percussionist Roberto Rodriguez, just to name two, as well as original compositions by Krakauer and Tagg with influences ranging from interlocking African drumming patterns to romantic symphonic music to minimalism to klezmer, .. David Krakauer, Kathleen Tagg, they join us this morning. Thank you very much for being with us.
Our great pleasure.
And of course, we also welcome back to our program Festival Artistic Director Linda Chessis. So it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. I really look forward to it every year.
Well, so what have you been up to? How did this happen?
Well, David and I have known each other for a million years, and he's a faculty member at Manhattan School of Music, among other things. So we decided to kind of branch out this season and do something in a different community. So we are partnering with Cherry Valley Artworks on this project, and it's at their historic Star Theater, which they began the renovations of in 2009, and it's a kind of a funky old theater, and it's just, I think, perfect for this kind of performance. So it's a bit of a stretch from our standard Cooperstown Summer Music Festival fare, but it's absolutely fun and delightful.
I'm going to let the musicians explain this, but I want your kind of just brief overview of explaining what they'll be doing.
I think they'll do a better job of that.
All right. So, David, let's begin with you.
Okay. Well,
and I only chose you first because you were the one she pointed at.
Oh. Okay. Well, probably Kathleen can even explain it better than I can, but...
well, somebody has to explain it.
Here we go. I'll dive in first. And, you know, Kathleen and I started to play together about 5 years ago, and we started off with Brahms and Debussy, some of the really beautiful standard works for clarinet and piano. And then we thought, let's do something creative. You know, of course, one of the major hats that I wear is, you know, being an important voice in Eastern European Jewish klezmer music, changing it up, innovating it. I was a member of the Klezmatics for a number of years, and since the mid-90s, I lead my own bands, play klezmer-inspired concerti with orchestra, et cetera, et cetera. And so we thought, well, let's bring the klezmer in. Let's bring some of Kathleen's compositions influenced by her growing up in South Africa. Let's bring in music by our friends, the Syrian composer Kinan Azmeh, John Zorn, Roberto Rodriguez, the great Brazilian accordionist Rob Curto, who's a master of Brazilian forró. And let's sort of take quote-unquote simple songs, take this texture of the clarinet and piano and make it literally symphonic. So I think, Kathleen, you could pick it up from there.
I could. So I think for us, the big thing has been finding a way to make all of this music still sound like us in some way. So this is music that these amazing musicians have let us take their tunes and completely recast them. And my sort of absolute most joyous thing in life is getting inside a piano. And I work with loop pedals and samples and things like that to actually make the piano sound like a full orchestra. So I'll make drum circles out of it. I will bow the piano to make whole string sections. I have wind sections. I have all sorts of things that you can actually get out of a piano. And that's absolutely fantastic to then have David on top. So it's very structured. It's almost like I write orchestral scores, go and look for all of the sounds. And then it's got that lushness of a full orchestra, but then with all the world music influences and jazz and then just these influences from our friends who are from all these different parts of the world. But that still very much sounds like where we are coming from.
So there's all these sounds, and yet it's just the two of you.
and yet it's just the two of us, because that's the beauty of being able to use loop pedals and samples and getting in there and combining the acoustic with the, you know, with the electronics.
So when you say loop pedal, what does that mean? What is that?
So a loop pedal is just basically a tool that we use. It's a pedal. You'll hear it mostly used in with vocals or guitar or stuff right. like that. And it's basically you can play a fragment and then you put your loop pedal on and it will repeat and then you can continue to build on top of it. So I combine loop pedals, so being able to do things like with pre-recorded samples where I will go in and actually bow the piano and record tons and tons of different string parts, for example, or different percussion parts off the piano, off the body of the piano, and layer them up so that you have the sound that sounds like a full orchestra.
So when that comes out,
yes,
you are the person who is ultimately pressing the button to make that happen.
I'm pressing the button. I'm inside. Everything that you hear happens on stage as well.
There's not a sound engineer out in the back who's making all that happen. It's all the two of you.
Yes.
Creating everything that we hear, even though if it's a recording or a loop or whatever.
Absolutely. So we do have a sound engineer who's there helping to keep the levels in the hall right,
sure.
so that you hear a great sound. But absolutely everything, you know, comes from outside. And the idea was to find out how far we could push the instruments to create different sounds and to create this huge texture without modifying them. So none of them, they might be put through a loop pedal, but none of them have been changed. None of the actual sounds have been altered whatsoever electronically. So it's very organic.
And it seems, David, what we've learned is that you can push it pretty darn far.
Absolutely.
Yeah. If anybody can, it's David Brecker. That's for sure. But on top of it, there's the video aspect of it.
Yes.
So
yes.
We're seeing what's happening, what Kathleen is doing inside the piano on a screen.
So that, and I was going to ask about the video. So this has to do with this, how do I ask this the way I want to? When you show the video, is that kind of B-roll, or is that very much in sync with what you're doing at that very moment?
We have cameras actually on the piano that actually show you, and we've got all these feeds.
Oh, so this is live, real time.
Right.
Okay.
Yes. It's live feed, so you actually get a peek into what I'm doing and how the sounds are created. So you'll see the bowed piano, you'll see the percussion happening, you'll see the, you know, all of the different sounds, the scarves that I put in the piano, pieces of paper, whatever those things are. And they're very gentle, and they're very, very piano friendly. But it's, you know, they're all things, they're like scarves. No, I mean, it's you know, you have
it's
to
true.
Be
people
very,
are very
I love fair. I love pianos. I absolutely adore them, and I would never
or,
some people
are people concerned that you're damaging the piano?
Yes. Well,
all
I
the
mean
time.
So the thing is
all,
there
yeah.
there
really?
Are actually certain techniques that you can do which exist which actually are harmful to a piano. So what I do is like basically it's the organic, you know, natural, you know.
Yeah, it's like going hiking. You leave no trace. You
so
know,
it's
the piano,
scarves
it's
and
pristine.
Paper and stuff like that, and what you can make out of that.
I love that people are concerned about the welfare of the piano.
Well, I'm concerned with the welfare of the piano. I love pianos, and so this is...
But also, I mean, there have been instances of prepared pianos which have sort of banged and...
Oh, yeah, no, I don't
Yeah,
do
I mean, they
like
can
that.
Really destroy this.
So
the,
this way,
strings.
We actually let you in so you can see... What it is.
And in that seeing, it opens up not only... I'm asking this as a question of... Because I assume that this was something that you discussed, which is by letting that in, it gives you a behind the scenes, but do you worry that it ever takes away from people concentrating on the music itself?
No,
I think people love being able to see inside the piano, but also many people come up and say, but wait, did you play that and record it live? They cannot tell the difference between what we are actually playing live and what they're hearing as recorded samples or loops. And that's, for us, that's so delightful, that sleight of hand that we're able to do.
But by showing the video,
yes,
you get to show off a little, right? I mean,
yes.
you get to say, hey, look what we can do.
Yes.
Yeah, and I want to invite people in. I want to say, I mean, this is my playground. This is the thing that makes me so incredibly happy. I think of very specific sounds, and then I go and see how I can find them in a friendly piano friendly way. And so I want, you know, I want to show people what that is. And
you know,
I think it's really fun.
Our last guest, we're talking about this creation of 3D sound and the ambisonics and so forth. And so I guess you listen to something like that and say, wow, there's all this cool technology that's down the road that can help us just re-energize and rethink everything that we know and realize about music and sound.
Yeah, so I think what we wanted to do with this project was our kind of baseline project. This is the first incantation of this, and we wanted to do something that was completely untreated organic sounds. So how do you make the piano and the clarinet sound like as many things as possible without treating them electronically? And I think our next project, I want to feed David through all sorts of things. I mean what they do at MPAC is so amazing and astonishing. I'm like,
I wonder what you wear for that, David.
I'm dreaming about that. Yeah, maybe it'll light something will light up on my suit.
Don't joke, I'm serious.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Breath and Hammer Clarinet, Piano and Beyond takes place this Sunday, July 9th at 7:30 at the Star Theater in Cherry Valley, New York. And Linda, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
And this is part of the Cooperstown Summer Music Festival and co-sponsored with Cherry Valley Artworks. And tickets, can we talk about tickets?
You go, you talk.
Brown paper tickets.
And if you go to CooperstownSummerFest.org, you can find
all the information
there. The link is
right there, and there's a phone number.
And we will have you back to talk about other cool things coming up.
Right, we take a little hiatus until August, and we have a huge array of events in August.
Look forward to having you come back. Thank you very much. Well, it's Sunday, July 9th at 7:30, Breath and Hammer, Clarinet, Piano, and Beyond. David Krakauer and Kathleen Tagg, thank you very much for being with us. Have a beautiful performance on Sunday night.
Thank you so much for sharing
with us this morning. Linda Chess, is always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.